I'm going to take you back on a journey. My name's Andrew David. You probably recognize me. I'm the managing editor of Siren Radio. I pop up all over the place. And over the last 12 months, it's the only way we've been able to invite guests in is to use the magic of Zoom. But I want to go back to the 1990s. For some of you listening, that might be ancient history. But back then, I used to have a wonderful week at the Norbrett Castle Hotel in Blackpool with an organization called MenCap, meeting wonderful people like Lord Ricks and Elspeth Gray. So I've always had a passion to help organizations that help people with learning disabilities. And I leapt with joy last week when I had an email from our next guest, Matt Thompson, who says, please, can you give us some publicity? It's tough for lots of charities and even tougher for big charities like MenCap. I've written a song and I wonder whether you can play it on the radio. So without hesitation, I said, Matt, can we have a chat? And I'm delighted to say he joins us today here on Siren Radio. Matt, are you there?
I certainly am, Andrew. Good evening to you, sir, and good evening to all your lovely listeners.
And we send our greetings back. Now, I have to say, you're not a Lincolnshire lad. In fact, you're the other side of the country. By birth, you're a Mancunian, and I believe at the moment you live and work in Cambridge, so nowhere near us.
I thought Cambridge had beaten the accent out of me, but clearly not. Clearly not.
Now, you've written this song. It's called Reuben, and you hope to raise money and funds which go towards MenCap. We'll talk about how people can get hold of it later on. But it's a song actually about somebody that you worked with. Tell us about it, please.
Absolutely. So I was living in Manchester at the time, and I was actually a professional actor up until from about 1994 until about 2014. And I'd had a son, we had a young boy, and work was drying up a little bit as an actor, and I'd always written songs, and I'd got a job as a teaching assistant in a special needs college in Trafford in Manchester. And in the college, they had a cafe, a working cafe, where some of the students with a wide range of learning disabilities would get an opportunity to run a working cafe. So they would learn everything from food preparation, hygiene, using a till, money, stock taking, and all these wonderful things. And I worked with this incredible young man called Reuben, who was an absolute riot. He had a bit of the Jim Morrison about him. The Doors. He looked like a rock star. He used to come in his leather pants, his leather jacket, long flowing hair. He had a bag which he carried his entire worldly possessions in, all his music, everything else. And we used to serve customers and take stock and do everything you would do in a cafe. And he was famous. The students, the mainstream students and the staff all used to come to say hello to him because he would sing Elvis most of the day. So he would be cooking crumpets, singing. He would usually just sing the first line of, you may remember this song, American Trilogy.
Oh, yes.
So he'd sing a crumpet and you would just hear, oh, I wish I was. And then he'd stop and he wouldn't do anything else. And then he'd serve a customer and then he'd start making a cup of tea and you'd hear, oh, I wish I was. And he just repeat this, and he was just hilarious. I'd send him to the stock room to get, say, 8 muffins, 6 bars of chocolate, and 12 packets of crisps. And I'd say, do you know what you're getting, Reuben? Yeah, I know what I'm getting. Right, make sure you come back shortly. You know, we've got customers to serve. Okay, Matt. And he'd come back with 48 cans of Coke and 12 and nothing else. And he was just a riot. And to cut a long story short, the government closed down that department and I was made redundant. And a couple of years had passed and I was just sat one evening just reminiscing about the college, about the pupils, and Reuben in particular sprung to mind. So I was just twiddling around with my guitar and I just had this phrase, looking for Reuben. Looking for Reuben. And I just kept that going as a mantra. So I had this idea of you know, what is he doing now? Where is he? How is he doing? So that's really how the song came about. I'll stop there.
Well, I was going to say, the follow-up question where you just left it is, what did happen to Ruben?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have a friend who set up his own provision called Trafford Choices for some of the students who left that college. But, you know, some went there, some went to other providers within Manchester. But the truth is, Andrew, nobody knows. And I'm not Ruben's friend. I had a professional relationship with him.
Yeah.
But one hopes that he's thriving, he's doing well, he's perhaps at another college, perhaps even in supported housing, you know, living with other, you know, young adults of similar needs. But yeah, so I'm hoping one day in the summer to go back to Manchester to see if I can get in touch with him somehow, perhaps through his parents. And I'm going to invite him down to, they set up this cafe again at my friend's provision, and they called it the same name. It was called the Scallybells Cafe. And yeah, I'm hoping to invite him down and hopefully play the song for him.
Oh, that would be fantastic. It would be, that would be wonderful. And hopefully through things like what we're doing today and the spread of the song through Mencap and other places, somebody might say, Ruben, is that about you? And so the connections may happen.
Yeah, I hope so. And if it's, you know, if it's not now, you know, I'm sure we'll make it happen.
There are some lovely, I have to say, I always do a bit of preparation. And as I say, I was looking up Lord Ricks and Elspeth Gray and remembering the Norbreck Castle Hotel. And I was also at the same time looking at the download and the site where your song is. And there was a video thing on the right-hand side. Well, of course, being a radio man, I went straight for the download. So I'm listening to it. I thought, oh, I'll click on the video. And it's a video of you doing the song in a garage. Now, we heard about garage music and there's some sort of editing system called garage mixing or something like that. It's a very, very interesting place to record a song about mental health. What's the background to where? Because suddenly there's you and a guitar and then there's a violinist or violist. So it's very eclectic.
Well, we discussed this earlier, didn't we, about... Yes. We've framed in this pandemic and lockdown situation. I've got this song coming out and I'm trying to get it out there in as many mediums as I can. And I'm thinking, well, I need a video. And I was very lucky. The young lady you're referring to who plays the violin is my goddaughter.
Oh, fantastic.
She's doing really well in the world of film and TV. And she's a professional violin viola player, and she was actually living with us at the time. And I said, look, her name's Natalia. I said, look, Natalia, what can we do? You know, where can we go? You know, location wise, because obviously you try and film outside, you've got the noise of traffic, you've got, you know, endless other issues. And there's also the budget. Now, I'm very lucky. I have a garage attached to my house that's empty. And I was thinking, hang on, I'd recently bought this jumpsuit, you may remember from the
yes.
The working man's jumpsuit. And I was thinking, do you know what? Why don't we do it? Just something as straightforward. A man walks towards a garage with a guitar. You're wondering, well, what's going to happen? What's he going to do? He opens the door and starts singing this song. Let's just do it and see what it looks like, see what happens. So we filmed it all in probably 3 hours tops.
Goodness. And
it's come out really well because it's a little bit different.
Yeah, well, it's more than a little bit different because you suddenly see. I started thinking as a radio person, gosh, the acoustic in there is quite interesting. I wonder how he's got the bricks to be so dead. But, you know, you've now explained to me, Bear of Little Brain, that this was a needs must and it works perfectly. I love the song. I sat up and took notice of some of the lyrics, including, I think I wrote it down as the line, and you're talking about Ruben as the Elvis of mental health. That's a stunning line.
Yeah, you know what? I think lyrics, it's funny with lyrics because it almost, and a lot of songwriters will tell you this, it's almost delivered to you. Sometimes it's the melody, sometimes it's the lyrics. It almost has nothing to do with you in a way. It sounds really, I need to be really careful here about sounding like you're a vessel of, but I think McCartney's talked about this in the past as well.
It's like, I was just thinking that, yeah. It's
almost just come through you and out onto the paper. And before you know it, you have a song. And the ones you have to really struggle with are generally not the ones that make it.
Yeah.
And the same with lyrics.
I'm reminded, you talk about Paul McCartney, I'm reminded of the making of, I think it was Lady Madonna. And this is slightly a tangent, but I think you'll appreciate this. There's a sax solo in it. And it was one of those instant moments. They were listening to the playback and they knew something had to go over this 8 bars. Yeah. And George Martin, the unbelievably gifted producer of the Beatles all the way through the 60s and into the 70s, of course, he said, "It's all right, I know what I'm going to do. Stay here." So they were in Abbey Road. He went off to Ronnie Scott's, got Ronnie Scott in a taxi with his battered sax case, brought him in, said, "Have a listen to this. What can you do?" And that's where the solo comes from. And it was one take, apparently. And then Ronnie went back to his club. So it is sometimes those flashes of a moment where it worked, and it worked just like that. And you couldn't recreate that again in the same way as, you know, you feeling that it just suddenly came together and Ruben, Elvis of the mental health just suddenly worked. Sometimes, as you say, it's the simple little things that work the most effectively. And I love this song. It's very different. It's from the sort of conventional pop songs we have nowadays, probably coming out of your Mancunian background and the rich heritage of music that's come out of Manchester. I love it. Tell us how people can get hold of it, how they can make a donation, and how they can help the work of mental health and maybe help you connect with Ruben.
So I decided to go for Bandcamp because Bandcamp is a music service where it actually gives the artist the most profit. So if your music is on Spotify, they will give you, the artist, something like 0.006% for every time your song is played. So you need to have a million streams to earn a tenner. So Bandcamp is a favorite amongst artists at the moment. So I've decided to release it on Bandcamp. So how you would get hold of it is if you look up, and I will be really slow about this. So if you look up or type in M-A-T-T.
M-A-T-T.
T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. All one word, yep.
Or one word. So that's Matt Thompson, the number two.
The number two, yep.
Dot Bandcamp, B-A-N-D-C-A-M-P.
Dot Bandcamp.
Yep. .com.
Excellent.
And I am really lucky because what Bandcamp also do is they allow you to set your price. So you set a minimum price, and then what it does, it allows the person purchasing the song to buy the track for whatever they feel appropriate. So what I have decided to do is, with that, is to give 50% of the profits from the single to Mencap. You can also send the track as a gift to somebody else. So the minimum price is £2. So if you wanted to, say, pick yourself a copy up, you can also send a copy to a friend or a family member to check it out and spread the word. And you get the track as a digital download that you can then put onto your phone or your computer or whatever playlist you have.
Well, we're going to put it onto the Siren Radio. We're going to put it on the Siren Radio playlist, and we're going to hear it in a second or two. Just go through that your address again. It's Matt Thompson. That's M-A-T-T-T-O-M-P-S-O-N-2. And then what do you need to put in?
So it's THOMPFL.
Thank you for checking on that. I just did that to see whether you were awake, of course.
It does look funny because you've got three T's in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. And I thought, no, it can't have a... Yeah, and then I say MATTHOMPSON, number two.
Yeah, .bandcamp.com.
.bandcamp.com. And it's bandcamp.
Bandcamp. Yeah, that's one word. And you can also follow me on Twitter. So I'm at Thompson Matt T.
At Thompson Matt T.
And then on my Twitter account, we have something called a link tree, which is a lovely little link. We actually takes you to a little website that has your YouTube, your Facebook, your Instagram, your Bandcamp. So all your other links to all your social media is all in one place.
Goodness.
So type in Matt Thompson Ruben. You will probably find it that way as well.
Fantastic. It's been such a joy to chat to you. Thank you very much indeed for taking the time to be with us here on Scion Radio. I know that your day job is equally taxing because you work in a primary school. Is that right?
I do. I'm really, really lucky. So when I was made redundant from the special needs school, I was a professional actor at the time, but things were just really, really, really dry. And I just got to a point where I thought, I'm nearly 50 now. I need to do something. I'd had a little bit of a glimpse of teaching at the special needs college. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm just going to apply for a teacher training course. So I saw this course advertised at Cambridge University. And I was thinking, surely not. Surely they're not in Cambridge University. And lo and behold, I applied for the course, did my interview, and they accepted me. So I trained at Cambridge Uni, and I graduated in 2018, and I managed to get a job less than a mile away. How about that?
Unbelievable. Fantastic.
And I drive to school, which is terrible, which is I need to stop. So, I'm a happy primary school teacher who also does writing songs and fatherly duties and, you know.
Brilliant.
We have to be a jack of all trades, don't we, these days?
Indeed, yeah. Indeed. So we are finding depths to our lives and to our talents that I think a year ago, none of us ever believed we could ever do. Matt, as I say, it's been a real pleasure and privilege. Going back to Ruben, radio is a terrific medium for storytelling. You've told the story of Ruben, and I know a lot of people will be saying, well, that's like somebody I know. And we've got some wonderful characters at the radio station. There's Adam, there's Alistair, and our super jazz boy, Tom Stevens, all who have similar challenges that Ruben have. And I know just how important supporting them is. But I would like to, if possible, if you do manage to catch up with Ruben, to hear some more of this story, because I know the listener will be saying, particularly at the moment when you said you don't know what's happened, it would be lovely to follow the story. So if you're able to get back in contact with us when you have some more news, please, please do. And it would be lovely to carry on the conversation.
I'd be delighted to. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for all your support. And I hope your listeners enjoy Ruben.
Well, let's have a listen to it. This is Matt Thompson and the special song he's written about Ruben to raise funds for MenCap. I'll give the details again a little later, and it'll also be on the Scion Radio podcast, so you can find all the details there. This is Ruben.
Ruben, do you feel blue? It's crumbling around you. And Ruben, when you feel sad, I'll be the best friend you ever had. We're calling on a Ruben day, rumbunctious your own way. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm the Elvis of mental health. They call me Ruben, yeah, that's my name. Only cryptic words, jitterbugs, brittle birds in the scally bells. Ruben sings in this cafe, he's many things. Mammalian in flight, go will Kill a wind, kill a cat, he tees a spectrum in a flame. He's rock and roll, you know the name. They call him Reuben, and he feels no shame. If only you could ever feel the world like, if only you could ever see the world like, if only you could ever see the world like. About you, and I pray you haven't changed. I'm the kid invincible, Reuben Valley. Reuben, I've been looking out for you, dancing through the rain. I'm the kid invincible, Reuben Valley. I'm the kid invincible, Reuben Valley. I'm the kid invincible, Reuben Valley. Reuben took your pain away, rock and go lightly. Reuben changed the game today, rock and go lightly. Rock and go lightly, he said. Reuben took your pain away, rock and go lightly. Reuben changed the game today, rock and go lightly. Rock and go lightly, he said. Reuben, if you feel blue, I'll cross the rains to find you. And Reuben, if you feel sad, I'll be the best friend you ever had. We're calling on a Reuben day. We'll rock and roll the sun way. Me and Reuben and the king. Skelly bells will sing. Remember Reuben, feel no pain. If only you could ever feel the world like, if only you could ever see the world like, if only you could ever see the world like Reuben Valley. About you, and I pray you haven't changed. I'm the kid invincible, Reuben Valley. Reuben, I've been looking out for you, dancing through the rain. I'm the kid invincible, Reuben Valley. I'm the kid invincible, Reuben Valley. I'm the kid invincible.